queen. Yeah, and it was massive. And we didn't take it easy at all. How to cross the bridge coming to our home, we find it difficult. Yeah, because the way they constructed the bridge, that's my worry. Some of us, as I'm speaking now, we didn't go to work. We are still removing our things in the room.
Was the place flooded?
Yeah, it's flooded throughout.
How did you manage to stay there?
Actually, as it happened like that, I need to come out because I have a family and we have to come out and let the water come down before we can access to certain things that we can take things out from the room. Yeah, that's how we came out from the room and the room flooded. So as the water come down, before we get access to the room to pick things out, I can tell you that everything is spoiled. You can see behind me.
Well, so those were some of the victims that are speaking to my colleague Collins Frimponde. Collins himself joins me in studio with more from his rounds in that particular area. Collins, now you've been to two areas in Adenton today. Let's start with the hardest hit, room 6. What did you witness and how dire is the situation?
So the hardest hit area from Sunday's downpour was the lakeside. That's specifically room 6. Mm. And when I visited the community, I saw first and devastating impact. Mm. That was around 8 to getting to 9 a.m. there, where hundreds of homes were flooded with water levels reaching high as lintel of many buildings.
Wow.
And also the aftermath was quite heartbreaking. So at least 5 vehicles had been submerged, with 2 of them still trapped in a nearby drain, and also half buried under silt and debris. And residents had dragged out soaked mattresses, sofas, and also damaged appliances in a desperate attempt to salvage what they could.
Mm. Okay, all right then. But still in that area, we know a delegation by the president was on the ground with you. Who are these persons, and have they given any clear indication on what will be done about all of these?
So around 12:19 p.m. thereabouts, that's when the anti-flood task force that was set up by President John Dramani Mahama a few months ago sent a delegation, and they arrived around 12:19. And on the ground, these persons that we engaged, I was told in a conversation that wasn't recorded, I mean off air, they told me that the task force had informed them or taxed them to come around to get first-hand information. Mm-hmm. And also try to provide some solutions to the task force on what they would do. They came with the NADMO as well.
Mm. Very hurt that I cannot even explain.
We need help. The debts we have accumulated, we can't pay. This isn't the first time it is happening, but this is the most severe. Everything has been destroyed.
Yeah, because the way they constructed the bridge, that's my worry. The way they constructed the bridge, and you see the road, you could see that the bridge is down. And when you see where the water too is coming from, it's coming from Dodowa Ebri. That's where it leads to our end here. And you can see, you yourself, you can witness what is going on over here. So we need the help.
Well, Colin, so those were some of the updates who were calling or asking for help from government and the state. Now, in terms of, we heard earlier of some reported death. What do we know?
So what we know, what we were told by some of the residents and confirmed by the municipal chief executives, 3 deaths occurred in different parts of the Adenta municipality, including the lakeside room 6. So according to an eyewitness, a man was trapped inside the room while attempting to escape. And also at Nanakrum, a 4-year-old girl lost her life, and another death also occurred at New Legon.
Interesting. So these areas are in the Adenton. Now, my colleague James Avergie has also been going around in another part of the city to also check what's been happening. James, which areas have you been to today, and what have you found?
Well, Brez, so we've been to the Odona Sahara area here in Adabraka area, where a number of houses and properties have not been spared from yesterday's downpour. This is a site visited by the Kolekolote Municipal Assembly, led by the new MC Alutegezi, Honorable Alutegezi, as well as who is actually starting work today as the new MC of the area, and the Municipal NADMO Director, Hendrik Nobokina. Now, the area around the Sahara Park, which house a lot of makeshift structures, has been worse affected. The Municipal NADMO boss indicated that from their preliminary assessment, at least 3,000 people have been affected so far, attributing the cause of the fire to, guess what, an overflow of the outdoor drains.
The cause of the flood.
Exactly. We know that some desilting works are currently ongoing on the outdoor, but the indication we get is that this is still upstreams, and that not much has been done downstreams in the Adabraka area towards the Odor River, reason why it overflowed yesterday. I spoke to one of the victims, who is actually a mechanic, who tells me that a number of cars that people have brought for them to work on have all been flooded. I've seen a number of them myself, and that they would have to spend more money to revive these cars for the owners.
Our cars, it take, you see, somebody bring his car to us to check on it, and the water even go inside. So now we are just washing the car and see if it can spark. And a lot of damage have even spoiled over here. I could say mine too.
Meaning the car too has been flooded?
Yeah, the car too has been flooded, you see.
You use this place as your workshop?
Yeah, here's our workshop. And look at our workshop too. Okay. All the cars have been flooded. And my tools and my Okinjia all have been. I would say the water have taken it away.
Well, where did you leave it?
Oh, I just placed it on the shop. And right now, if I come, I didn't find it. So I just wear this one.
Your shoe too is gone.
And that's why I've even wear this one. And so all I can even say is more.
So what do you do now? If the car is not able to start, what do you tell the owner?
Oh, I would tell the owner that I should have a small patience so that you will see what you can do and to spark it. And
even but that will come with extra cost.
Oh, that because now, if the person come and the water even go into the car, you just angry and complain. But you are just begging and talking to the person to calm down so that everything will be fine.
How do you think the problem can be solved?
The Odona is choked, and our small this gutter too is not moving because the flooding always. This one crowd, the rain did not even fall over here. Just more water, just do petism on and then here flood. So I'll plead on the government that you beg, you should come and see any help, then you should help us so that everything will be good for us, so that you over here living or around here will be also living better.
So it looks like the challenge is known.
Exactly.
It is the solution that is not known to many. Or even the solution people is known,
exactly.
But how to do it. But what has the assembly been saying in terms of, you know, what they intend to do to solve the situation?
Well, the MC, Honorable Alutegezi, said apart from the work ongoing on the outdoor drains, he will look for some money to fix an air drain, which is just by the Sahara Park, which has now overgrown with weeds. But unfortunately, they would have to wait a bit longer because that will be next year.
What we are looking at after my discussion with them is to try and fix the challenge we have, not for us to every time walk in here, sympathize with the people, collect refuse, and then give them something. But it is time for us to look at the drainage system, what we need to do about it, and we've decided to fix this once and for all. Either we do it from the common fund, either we do it from our own internal generated funding. We are going to put this in our budget for next year, and then see how best we can minimize the flooding. And the flooding, yes. We also don't know whether those living around are part of the problem. But once the drainage is constructed, based on engineering research and advice, and we still have this, then we'll have to then move the next step to try and resolve the problem.
is a Stop Story brought to you always by Telecel Connecting Energies. Now, let's bring in the GMET, Ghana Meteo, to really understand what we do have on hand. And head of Central Analysis and Forecast, GMET, Felicity Ahiafianyo, is joining us live now. I'm grateful to you for joining us. Let's understand how heavy Sunday's rains were. Hello, Felicity, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Yes, I can hear you.
So, I want to find out from you how heavy Sunday's rains was.
Thank you. Good evening to your dear viewers and audience. Yes, the figures that we received today, the highest was 41 millimeters over Akati. Accra Airport had 39.9. Tema reported 15.9 millimeters. So the highest that is what we have. But then looking at the volume of the water, for instance, where I was at the time, supposed to be a little bit more than what we are seeing. Unfortunately, we don't have any rain gauges around that we can confirm where those heavy spots were recorded or were reported. But then it's quite heavy. And in terms of the duration, it was quite long. I think it was almost like 4 hours nonstop.
Mm. If you compare this to previous ones that we've had, where does this rank?
Currently, we've not done any ranking yet. We're having some few challenges today in the office. So in the course of the week, we will definitely bring it up. But then, per the figure that we have received this morning, I think this will not be above what we have been reporting. For instance, what happened last year, May 16th, was exactly the same thing that has happened here. But last year, then the highest was around 30 millimeters.
Which, if the highest was around 30, then this is highest than what we experienced last year?
The highest was around 70, not 30.
Oh, 70. Yes. Okay, all right then. But you also did mention that you don't have rain gauges in some part of the city, and so it's difficult for you to measure. Is that it?
Yes, so now we need to do satellite interpolations to get that data, make corrections, and then confirm. We used to have rainfall stations or rain gauges in some selected areas. For instance, like Akaif, Mamobi area, Mary's Accra Academy area. But then for some time now, we've not been receiving those values yet. So tomorrow, we want to follow up and see what is going on and make good use of the data that will be there.
How will that impact your ability to then predict to some exactness in terms of the rainfall that people should expect in their areas?
The more dense the data is, the more accurate it will be, and it will make the workload much easier for the forecasters or the scientists to be able to predict. But nevertheless, we are combining it with other software. We have the weather stations that are coming in, which is also helping the matters. But then the more we have them, the more it will become. Currently, we have fewer stations in Greater Accra that represent the whole Greater Accra. And if we have 20 or 100 pieces of dramatic weather stations for Greater Accra alone, it will help us a lot. So we are working on it. Some organizations are coming on board to help us. And the government of the day is also going to help us get more. And by, our accuracy will be going higher. Last week, today, we rank ourselves at 70% in terms of the accuracy. So we are trying our best to improve on the quality and then the accuracy.
What does the next few weeks look like in terms of the amount of rainfall expected and the intensity?
Thank you. For today, this evening, we just finished with the weekly forecast. So we are looking at some particular distribution and then some chances of rain and thunder for some places. And now the outlook is more over the middle and then the northern portion. From midweek into the weekend, we are likely to have another rainstorm that will come and then affect some areas. So we will keep monitoring and keep updating the public. And where the floods will happen, we will release the warning to that effect.
All right. I mean, so with what you do know, what must people get worried? What should people do as we wait for what you've seen?
Yes, we are getting to the peak of the rainy season. We are yet to enter June. So by the close of next week to the first week of June, all to the end, we are likely to be getting more of this rain. And definitely there will be flash floodings here and there. So if you are around the flood prone areas, we need to relocate. Listen to the officers that have been assigned to us. If our gutters are choked, let's try as much as possible to do communal labor, distill the gutters, and then also keep ourselves tuned to GNET social media handles for weather updates. We have my flood risk app Accra, where we give the indications where the floods will happen. So they can get it downloaded onto their Android phones, so that once we release the alert, they can get it and then take the necessary steps that they have.
So for those who are around the flood-prone areas, when should they start leaving?
I think that they need to do that with the hydrological authority and NADBO. And as they're running the forecast, we'll definitely give it to them. And then they will advise accordingly. So they should pay attention to NADBO. Okay.
I'm grateful to you, Felicita Hefiao, for joining us. She is Head Central Analysis and Forecast at GMET. Well, just before we came into the studio, I caught up with Joseph Kuyon, who is Director General of NADMO. He's been talking about how this particular flood took them by surprise.
In fact, the flooding took all of us by storm because of the extended hours of rain. An average of 5 hours rain was enough to cause havoc. But normally when it happens like this, the technical and operations team, after rescue and then search, we go back to assess the damage as we just asked. And since morning, I've dispatched 3 teams to various parts of Accra. Adenta, Gan East, and Lakeside Estate area. So they are doing detailed assessment of impact, and then they will come to update me on the cost and the distractions caused by the rain. So I don't want to preempt reports. I have initial reports, all right, but I don't have to preempt it until they come to confirm what they got after assessment.
Okay. But what is your initial report pointing to?
Oh, the initial report, I think yesterday night, some of us didn't sleep because we were monitoring the station throughout the night. What I have right now is that I think we had about 8, hopefully the rescue team from NADMO together with 48 engineers were able to rescue all those that were trapped. There was only one case of death reported at Abokobi. That's what I have.
Mm-hmm.
But I hear that there were other incidents, death incidents reported. Those ones are things I've heard until my people are able to confirm to me that yes, it is true. I stick to the one that has been confirmed from Abokobi. So
okay.
These are the main issues that came out yesterday night. We were asked to move our cranes to clear some roads and passages for people to be vehicles to be able to move freely and all of that. Those things were done yesterday night. And as of now, I'm awaiting the detailed report as I told you.
So, out of the 3 deaths we've had, you can only confirm one.
For yes, that's what I have on my table as confirmed.
Okay.
The team hasn't returned, so okay. I don't want to preempt the others.
How old is this person?
I think it's a young man. They say he was trying to cross with a bicycle the flood waters and he was swept away.
Okay. In terms of preparedness for the floods or the raining season, where are we in terms of the nation and our ability to deal with what is to come from the rainy season that we're entering?
Well, like I told you, this was long hours of rain. Normally, when the rain extends beyond certain hours, the 10 decisions that you have made, we have started distilling and clearing drains and water basins since March. We've been doing that routinely. Something happened last week, and whilst we were preparing to take care of it, the rain took us, I would say it caught us on wrong foot, because it happened the weekend whilst we were planning for this week. If you moved around Accra, you realize that last week the city was engulfed with silt. Whatever the reason, I don't know. But what I gathered was that I think the contract for Zoom Lion had expired and they needed to renew it, or needed to be renewed. And so there was kind of a slowdown in clearing of refuge around. I went to Reiki myself. I had some videos I was going to share with the regional minister for us to take immediate action to clear the city of the flood. Then the rains came the weekend. It wasn't that the gutters were not distilted. It is because the city was all over with fields. The rains swept these fields into the drains.
We must apologize for the poor quality of the sound. That is the Director General of NADMO, Joseph Kunyon, there. But let's now speak to Richard Ameko. He is Head of Drainage at the Hydrological Department. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining. Now, what does your initial assessment of what happened yesterday point to?
Good evening. Your chair is this. And then you went as well. Okay, so what we break down on the ground today has to do with a lot of illegal buildings on our waterways. People have built on the wetlands, and then people have also encroached our water bodies. So these are the major things we gathered on the ground today.
Okay, if that's the case, what's the solution? What solution are the authorities planning to implement to deal with this issue? Because we are now entering the main rainy season.
Yes, I think if you could recall, President mentioned it the last time in his speech that those people living close to our river bodies, our drains, they are going to be punished for. They're going to pull down those patches to allow water to flow.
When will this exercise to break down structures that are on waterways and close to rivers start?
Oh, I think the regional minister has started some. And another MC is also, also in bankruptcy.
Okay. Now, we just spoke to someone who alerted that it may be those who are living in flood-prone areas might think about leaving their places. What advice do you have for people once we prepare to enter into the major rainy season?
Yes, I mean, absolutely so. They need to leave all those places. They are not supposed to be there. You see, that's what we've been seeing. Every time, wetlands, if you go to Weja and see, people are building in the estuary, which is wrong. You see, if you go to Ashi area, Fulani, people have just the Mama Homa Street and all the micro spawns that we have, you don't even find any. You see, so when, if it rains, where would the water go? It will go into their home. This is a challenge that we're having. So what I'm saying is that it's about time we control our development.
But what role do you play, major role do you play in all of this?
Well, what we do is we define a buffer for all our streams. And then we define the storm drains. And we dissolve or dredge lagoons and the drains as well.
Anyway, I'm grateful to you for speaking to us here. He is Richard Ameko, Head of Drainage at the Hydrological Department. This has been Top Story, brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. Up next is Newsnight.